This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. An on-campus bar and restaurant is closing its doors. The Eagle's Nest announced in a social media post that they would be going out of business. According to the post, the bar and restaurant has been open for the past 7.5 years. It's located near UW La Crosse's athletics venues. No reason was given as to why the Eagle's Nest is closing, but the post by the business said that they would take the time between now and February 1st, the date that they will close, to clean out their equipment. The average price for a gallon of gas ticked up in Wisconsin last week. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices increased last week, rising 3.7 cents for an average across the state of $2.81 per gallon. Despite the expected increase, prices in Wisconsin are still 5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but over 7 cents higher than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say prices may hold near recent levels this week. However, in our area, stations will likely be rolling back prices after the recent hikes in competition with nearby gas stations. It will pay to check prices before you fill up. You may be able to save as much as 25 to 50 cents per gallon depending on where you fill your tank. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.48 to $2.84 per gallon.
Here in La Crosse, gas prices surged to $2.85 per gallon before settling in right at the state average of $2.81. If you're planning on traveling for the holidays, you are far from alone. A record number of travelers will be on the road and in the sky through the end of the year. AAA estimates over 119 million people will be traveling, with nearly 90% of them driving. A record 7.85 million people are expected to fly before the end of the year. AAA says that following traffic laws and monitoring weather forecasts for changing road conditions will help you get to your destination safely. Federal officials want a closer look at Milwaukee's election. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Wisconsin reps in Washington want more info about Milwaukee's vote count. Senator Ron Johnson and 1st District Congressman Brian Stile have written a letter to Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, asking for answers about issues at the city's central count on election night. The Republican lawmakers are seeking details about the security problems that led to a recount of about 30,000 ballots. Doors on voting machines were found improperly closed. In their letter, Johnson and Stile are requesting an election night timeline, specifics about the recounted ballots, and a list of people involved in the process.
Last week, Republicans cast Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes for Donald Trump. A proposal to change how Wisconsin high school football teams qualify for the playoffs and are organized by division has overwhelming support from coaches. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association says of the 400 head coaches responding to a survey, 350 of them, or 87.5%, support the WFCA's proposal, which would eliminate computer algorithms from the playoff process. This year, the WIAA admitted it made mistakes in setting the playoff field, leaving out Madison West and Greenfield. Now the plan goes to committee and could be up for a vote as soon as February for implementation as soon as the fall of 2025. According to WIAA data, there are approximately 425 high school football programs in Wisconsin, of which 240 make the playoffs. Are you interested in running for a local nonpartisan office this spring? Now is the time to get your paperwork in. To get on the ballot for the upcoming spring election, you'll need to be eligible for the office you're running for, file a notification of candidacy, circulate nomination papers, and file a campaign finance form. If you don't file your paperwork in time, you can still register as a write-in up until noon the Friday before the spring election on April 1st. If needed, a primary will be held on February 18th. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Badgers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin with a 76-53 victory over the Detroit Mercy Titans at the Kohl Center. A good performance from Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter, who had a double-double. Head coach Greg Gard.
I thought the two bigs, Crowell and Winter, were good, were efficient. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. Nolan's ability to rebound at a high level, get to the line. You know, we didn't shoot the three great, but I thought we had really good looks and defensively did a lot of good things to keep the ball out of the paint.
NBA NBA, the Bucks in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. NFL, Saints head coach Darren Rizzi says, although Alvin Kamara is out for tonight's game, he'll rely on his other running backs, including former Packer Jamal Williams.
You know, Kendre could kind of pick up where he's left off the last couple of weeks. Jamal Williams has had many, many games in that division, in that stadium, and he's had some really good ones. Obviously played for them and played within the division with Detroit, so he's got experience there. I think, you know, between Kendre and Jamal and Jordan Mims, like I said, I think you'll see all those guys at some point during the game. It is going to be a committee approach, and I think we got to do a great job accentuating the positives of each of those players.
Kickoff tonight at Lambeau Field, 7:15. The Saints are 5-9, but Matt LaFleur says he's not taking them lightly.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of the show The Office should definitely check out The Office Ladies podcast hosted by Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey. Fischer played Pam in The Office, and Kinsey played the incredibly judgmental Angela. The two regularly share inside info about the show, like that Amy Adams almost did not get the role in the season one finale as the hot girl because they thought she looked too much like Jenna Fischer. Someone else was cast, but even after a day of shooting, producers realized that she wasn't right for the role and gave it back to Adams. Adams did a total of three episodes in the role of Katie, who ended up dating Jim. If you're looking for a good holiday binge series, here's a Pete pick. Black Doves on Netflix. Keira Knightley leads a solid cast and plays a spy as her character seeks revenge on the organization that killed her lover. The lover is not her husband, who happens to be the ambassador to China. I'm three episodes in. So far, so good. 28 Years Later is the third installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the first installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 Years Later. 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple will be the second installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 Years Later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. Still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. HBO is making a preemptive renewal for Dune Prophecy. The network announced ahead of last weekend's season one finale that there will be a season two. The show that stars Olivia Williams and Emily Watson is a prequel based on the novel called Sisterhood of Dune. All six episodes of the season can be viewed on Max. The Brutalist is currently playing in theaters and has received incredible reviews. The film stars Adrian Brody, who threw himself into the role, saying it was very fulfilling to work himself into exhaustion. The way Brody described the casting process sounded exhausting, too, as he was cast, then replaced, then ultimately found his way back into the lead role of a Jewish architect relocating to America after the Holocaust. Brody and the film are receiving great reviews and serious Oscar buzz. If you plan to check it out, though, pack a lunch, as the film is a healthy 3.5 hours long. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy today with a little light snow or freezing drizzle possible at times. Our high in the mid-30s, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 34 by Christmas Day. Cloudy with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.